Hi everybody. I hope you all are doing well. I know it's been a while. I just want to start off by saying thank you so much for all the kind messages and support I've been getting. I really appreciate it. And I just wanted to start off my comeback by making the AMA and answering your questions that you all sent. This might be like different portions. It's not gonna be like a one whole thing sitting for me, but obviously for you all, I will edit it out just to make sure it's one whole sitting. Because I got quite a few questions and I don't think I will get through them all in one time. I will get to through as much as I can today. Today. And then I also wanted to say, I know that with a lot of the questions, I got some really nice comments and messages, and I seriously appreciate that. And I'm so glad to know that my audios can help people. But I'm just going to be focusing on the questions itself, just so we can get through this a little bit faster. Again, thank you all so much for the support. And I do plan on coming back slowly. I'm not going to like rush into it or anything like that. So, at the end of the day, I just appreciate that you all were very welcoming back. So, yep. And without further ado, I think we should get started. So, the first question comes from the Pissed Off Owl 13, and they asked what has happened the last couple of months. So after my update, which was my grandmother passing away and a lot of other things going on, a few things have happened. I graduated university, got my degree, so that was really exciting. I then went and visited relatives overseas after such a long time, so that was really great. A few other things happened in between. I'm kind of like working on my health. And nothing too big. I'm just kind of figuring out what to do next with life. So that's where I am right now. And next question comes from Kunchap. I'm sorry if I mispronounce any of your usernames, by the way. I'm just trying to work with what I think it is, but feel free to clear it up in the comments or anything like that. Also, I apologize if there's like any background noise of my birds. I'm actually using my mic right now. I'm using my laptop's mic right now because I have to get something for my old mic and then I can finally use that, but I plan on using it for recordings, for audios and stuff. So just felt like putting that out there. But going on to the question, Kunchap asks, hi Sarah, how are you doing so far? I'm doing okay. I'm doing better. There are good days and bad days. I would say I am doing better, so I'm trying to have a more positive outlook on things. And have you visited your family abroad? Yes, I did. It was such a great time with my relatives, being able to reconnect with them, and just we traveled together to different cities, and it was a really, like, I needed it for sure. And I'm very blessed to have such a supportive and funny family, so really great time. And then number three, Phantom Nishima 0000 asks, do you play Hollow Knight? I don't actually. I've never really heard of it. I mean, that could be because I'm not much of a gamer, to be honest, but I really don't. I don't even play that game before, so nope. And then Zer got Otsukai, I'm so sorry, I think I butchered that, asks, are you a cat person or a dog person? You know, I like both cats and dogs. I know that like people are like, you have to pick either or you can't pick both. But ever since I was younger, young, I loved cats, but I never like I was never allowed to have animals. I mean, we have birds, but those are my brothers, and I will get to that in another question. But literally, cats are so cute, and also dogs are just so needy, and I love that. Like, we can, I don't know, I just love playing with dogs, so I love both. And yeah, I would just have to say I love both. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna try to edit them out, but I'm so sorry if you can hear them in the background, they are very loud. Okay. Where was I? Okay, Joshua997 asks, favorite audio that you've done? My favorite audio I've done would probably be playing with your hair and giving you kisses, like that audio that was on Pillow Talk and on my YouTube. Probably my most favorite audio, just because the idea just came to me because I love getting my hair played with. I feel like it's so relaxing. It's just what I love to just, I don't know, I would want like my significant other or anybody else to just like play with my hair, and it just relaxes me. And so I thought of that idea, and I didn't know if it would work at all, but surprisingly it was really well received. And even though it was a simple audio, I still just really like the outcome, and it's one of my most popular audios. So it's just nice to know that it turned out as well as I thought it would. So it's pretty great. Ubi underscore when underscore where asks three questions. I'll go with them one by one. First question is, are you happy? I wouldn't say I'm like totally happy. I'm happy like to come back to Reddit and all of that and creating audios, but overall I wouldn't say I'm certainly like happy, but I'm not super sad either. I'm kind of in between. But I'm looking at things in a more positive manner. So, and then two, what's a memorable happy sad in between moment of this past year? A happy moment is, you know, seeing my relatives after such a long time. Sad moment would obviously be my grandmother passing away, and in between moments, so I'm gonna say this as bittersweet, was actually graduating. Like, I know it was mainly a happy moment because it's something I've been looking forward to for so long now, and I never imagined that it would come to that, just because some weeks or semesters felt so long. But you know, I did it, and it's something to be super proud of. But at the same time, coming out of the schedule of just studying for school and going into the real world is kind of scary, and it's a part of you, like a part of life that's kind of completed. So yeah, it's like that kind of scary unknown feeling, and you're not sure completely, like to kind of get out of that comfort zone or that schedule that you're used to. So but I would say that's like a bittersweet in between moment, kind of. And then, what are your plans after college? So currently, I am studying for certification. I'm also applying to jobs, but we'll see how that goes. And then, if I don't get a like full-time job, I might just work part-time because I need to save up money to either get a place of my own or a car, at least. One of those two, so definitely need to save up a lot of money. So those are my plans right now. Still trying to figure it out more in depth, but Bloop Mask asks, I just was curious how many things in your audios have happened in your real life, both safe for work and not safe for work. I can't go into detail on exactly like what's happened to me in real life and what hasn't. I would say a lot of it hasn't happened to me in real life, and some of it has. So that's how I'm gonna answer that question. Alex the British asks, do you have a boyfriend? And if so, what does he think about your ASMRs? And if not, do you want one? I do not have a boyfriend, so I guess the second part wouldn't be applicable. And if not, do I want one? Yeah, I do. I'm not actively looking for anybody just because I think I'm still focusing on myself mainly, but you know, if it happens, it happens. And yes, notification. All right, we're just gonna ignore that. Little Nikki 98 asks a few questions, so I'll go one by one. Do you have any hobbies or activities you like besides making audios? Yes, so I've been recently really into walking more. So I like hikes as well, but you know, they're kind of farther away, so I just walk and just get some steps in. Been trying to like work out a little bit more, so it's nice to have like, you know, kind of do some cardio or something. And I actually am not super artistic. I don't play instruments, or I'm not good at sports. I don't really play sports, but minus reading, I actually really like to play with makeup. So ever since I was in middle school, I started getting into doing different looks, and I then like would get gifted makeup, but I wouldn't like really wear it out much when I was younger. And over time, I just like to like recreate looks where I used to watch YouTube videos a lot. And I still love to create like cool looks that are a little bit different. And I like to do makeup on my like family and friends, and it's just a really fun time for me. So that's something I do on part time. I mean, I don't do it for work, or I don't get money for it. It's just a fun hobby I like to do. But yeah. And then the second is, do you have any pets? Well, because I live with my family, I have birds, which you will hear throughout this audio. They're just loud. That's all I can say. And they're my brothers. So if not, do you plan to have one in the future? Well, I want like a cat or a dog when I get a place of my own. So that's for sure. I want animals. And yep, thanks for the questions. Falcon4 asks a few questions as well. Are you pursuing a bachelor's, master's, or a PhD? So I pursued a bachelor's, and I do plan on doing my master's, but not right now. Probably in a few years. I gotta save up some money and get some, you know, some more experience, I think, in the real world. And how do you plan out when you are going to record your audios? Honestly, it all depends on if I have time alone, if I don't, like, I'll pick certain days. So this is when I was doing audios more consecutively before. I would pick out days, and I would see if like nobody was in the house, or if it was like a little bit more quiet for me to do those audios. And that's when I would at least like take, if I was doing like one audio that day, I'd make sure at least I had 1 hour to record the audio, at least in a minimum. I needed 1 hour because I don't know, like these birds would make noise, or something could have happened, or I'd get a call. So it all depends on that. And that's what I'm doing currently. I'm trying to block out the days and times. I don't have that much privacy, but I'm still trying to. I do plan on at least putting a little bit out and trying to record little by little. So that's my plan right now. But yeah, like I'm not trying to, again, like I'm not gonna have an influx of audios, just knowing that I don't have like the same privacy I used to, or I once did maybe like 2, 3 years ago. But just my situation, that's what I'm trying to work around. Yeah, that's my plan right now though. And what's your favorite subject in school? I guess like my like elementary to high school was mainly just probably like comprehension reading or history sometimes. Like I liked world history a lot. But once I got to university, I would say my favorite class was calculus, actually. Really enjoyed calculus. And then they asked, can you speak any other languages? I can speak Urdu, then I can understand and speak some Hindi, like can understand most Hindi, and then I can understand some Punjabi, which is a like another language from South Asia, but I can't really speak it well. I can read like Hangul, which is Korean, but I can't really speak it well. And I can read Arabic, and I can I can't speak Spanish because I can kind of, but it's been so long, so I can't really converse with anybody that well. So I can read it, I think, well, and get a good amount of I can understand it quite well, I would say, just by reading it, but I just haven't had that much practice for me to actually converse with anybody or understand when someone's speaking it very fast, because I took it for 5 years, but it's been a long time since I have taken it, so yeah, didn't practice it much. So but those are the languages I kind of know, or kind of have know how to read some of them. So yep. And then five, or any fun plans for winter break? So when obviously I put this out, it was during more Christmas winter break time, and so usually in winter break I don't do much. I used to work a lot, so the holiday season would be the most rush time, so I'd be focusing on work, and I would have some family friends come over, or me and my family would visit other friends. It was really chill, I would say. It's just connecting with people. I don't celebrate Christmas, or my family doesn't celebrate Christmas either, so it was just a very chill time, chill few weeks, minus the work, you know. So that's it, and I don't think I have any plans this winter break from what I know, so yep. And then Lewis Jordan for Prez asks, so when you record a not safe for work script written by someone else, what types of scripts do you find yourself drawn to? What elements do you really love to see in a script? That's an interesting question. I feel like most of the scripts I've done are probably maybe more in the either I would say the subcategory with NSFW audios, and then also in that sense probably or vanilla-y. I mean, I guess that's what I like as the category or type of audios I would more do. But at the same time, I think parts of just scripts in general that are really important is so it flows well. And I think that sometimes some scripts just don't have, I've gotten sent a lot of scripts that in the past that just don't have good grammar, and it's just hard for me to actually flow and understand what they're trying to say. And I feel like a conversation is so important, it shouldn't just be fuck me, I don't know. I feel like a conversation is really needed, at least for me to enjoy the script a little bit more, so a little bit more of a background to it and stuff. But yeah, I think those are really simple things that a lot of people look for in scripts. And I think room for improvisation would be very cool too, but at the same time I like it to be decently clear. So yeah, it's just been a while since I've done a script fill for an NSFW audio as well, so I apologize if if this answer isn't that clear, but I would say that's what they'd be, you know. Apologize, my voice is getting scratchy. Okay, I'm not used to talking this loud or this much. Oh my gosh, this long. It's Misa here, asks a few questions as well. How have you been? Are you doing okay? Thank you for asking. I am doing better. Yep. And I'm just trying to have a better outlook on things. So yeah, I'm trying to do better. Two, are you always the soft-spoken to your family and friends? I don't think I'm soft-spoken in this audio. So this is how my usual voice is talking to family and friends. I'm definitely not soft-spoken like I am with my ASMR audios and stuff. So, no, not really. And, three, you've mentioned a lot about drinking tea. Do you really love to drink tea? Yeah, I do. I think tea is such a great way just to relax, and it's so comforting after a really long day. So I love tea, and I know I mention it a lot in my audios, so thanks for catching that. And four, will you be my girlfriend, please? Oh, wow. I was not expecting that. Yes. No, I'm joking. Probably not. I'm sorry. yeah, I'm sorry, but thank you for asking those questions. Kyram asks, oh yeah, I was wondering if you're planning on I'm planning on making a Patreon or something for people to help support you on. Yes, I do plan on making a Patreon, but it all depends on once I get a lot more audios out and, you know, getting more audios out consecutively, then I'll have to think about it and think about all like the different levels I want and what will I do for certain levels. But I definitely do plan on it. I know a few people asked me this. So, yeah, I will update on all my like social media platforms once that happens. And but yeah, thanks for asking that question, because it is something that I've been thinking about for a while as well. Then, see you later, bye. Ask favorite food or places to eat. Oh my gosh, I love food. So this is probably gonna be a long one. I can just say that I love food in general. So I love different ethnic foods, South Asian food, Thai food, Korean food. I love sushi. I really like, I guess like I'm gonna go with more fast food chains or like chains that maybe more people would know about. So I love Panera. Like I'll go to Panera every once in a while. I don't know why. I just really like it. I would say fast food wise, Chick-fil-A and Taco Bell and Chipotle. Yeah, those are like my favorites. Yeah, but like I'm like the person that tries not to eat that much fast food because the after effects are like the worst for me. But I do love Chick-fil-A though. Chick-fil-A is like one of my favorites. But I was gonna say I had something else in mind, but I don't remember. But yeah, those are a few though, at least I like. Waffle Destiny asks, what subject of your college career was the most difficult for you? Oh, it was chemistry. Yes, chemistry was the worst. I had to take it in another campus over summer, and she's just a bad professor. Even if, like, I used to go to her office hours and everything, she just was the worst. I used to work so hard for that class, and the final was so difficult as well. It just, yeah, it was bad. It was the worst for me. Okay, so the next question is from Velta, and they asked, do you listen to audios? And if you do, who are your favorites to listen to? Yeah, I do listen to, like, I've more recently been going back and listening to some NSFW audios. I would say they're more, like, I think maybe some of them have M4Ms, but, most of them make, like, M4F stuff, I think. But, there was a way, now I'm back 10. I really like Not Heroes, Thanks. Hey, It's Metal. I've been listening to Before Night Falls as well, and back when I was mainly listening to like boyfriend role plays, it was like I liked Cardlin. He made pretty good ones, and also there's Night Haven audio. He hasn't, I think, uploaded in a long time, but Yeah, he was really good on YouTube too. So those are a few that I listen to. And next question, underscore Sir Liam asks, well, my question is, if you have any recommendations to learn in the best way for school? I really love this question. So, yeah, I do. I would definitely use the resources you have, and especially online resources. So Quizlet is amazing. That's great for making flashcards, and you can also find flashcards of anything, like maybe a class that you have, or somebody, like, or let's say, like, you could find you can find flashcards of a class you have, like, that maybe, like, somebody else took from another school, or if you, like, search up a question, you can find, like, or a terminology, and then you can find that also written down, so that helps with, like, studying and understanding maybe another definition of it of some sort. And Quizlet is great, and also Chegg. Chegg helps so much. So Chegg Study is a great way. Oh my gosh, I sound like I'm sponsoring them, but I wish I was sponsored by anybody, but Chegg would be cool. I wouldn't use them, obviously. Don't, like, cheat, guys. Don't, please don't do anything like that. Don't plagiarize, don't cheat. But Chegg is a good way with, especially with math questions. And, like, for me, I took all finance and accounting classes. It was, like, a lifesaver, I'm telling you all. So, basically, you can, like, let's say you're having an issue with some problem from, you know, your assignment, or you're practicing or studying, and you're like, oh man, I can't do this. So, like, you would type in that question, and then when you go on Chegg, you won't get that exact answer to that question, but you will get a similar question most of the time with, and then during the answer or solution, you can find the exact way they did it, and it's so helpful. So what I would do is, like, write it down, and then I would understand it, and then I would go back, and I would go ahead and do other questions and come back to this after, and then remember from my head, oh, how did I do it, you know, how did I, like, how was it done that way, and then that would help me practice it, and I would keep on doing that until I really understood how to do that problem. So that's why it's great. I know it's kind of pricey, but I've heard, like, a lot of people, what they do is, like, with their friends or a study group, they'll buy Chegg, and then they will, like, divide it with like the group, so only not, like, one person's paying for it, but they're all kind of chipping in, so it's really helpful. I know people who have done that too, but it's a lifesaver in my opinion, and it has helped me do pretty well in a lot of classes. So I think it's good to take those resources in advantage if you can. But yeah, I know Quizlet is free though, so definitely that's great as well. Superhero underscore 31 asks a few questions as well. Do you think you will sell private audios? I'm not sure. Maybe, like, with my Patreon, I can do something like that, but it would be kind of I would say it would cost a good amount, because it's not easy to make audios. But I would have to think of the pricing and everything, but I will update that if it ever happens. And then two, how long do you plan on making audios? This I'm not sure. I guess when maybe life gets too ahead for me and it's hard for me to actually, like, keep on making audios and whatnot. So yeah, I've never made a set time that I'm gonna make these, I'm gonna stop making audios or something, at least not yet. Three, anything special planned this Christmas? I think PyroLover26 also asked this, and a few other people did too, but I don't celebrate Christmas, neither does my family, so I don't really do much, to be honest. And then four, would you ever tell a future significant other about your audios? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would, definitely. Bellow of the Swallow asks, what is your favorite video game of all time? Mine's Skyrim. So I haven't played many video games. My brother would always like hog the gaming systems whenever we got it, so I never had much of a chance to play many games. But I was really into like the fighting games, so like especially because that's two players, so then I would be able to play. So I like Mortal Kombat, Dragon Ball Z, like Budokai Tenkaichi 2 was like my favorite game growing up. It was so, well, I think it was more towards my like middle school years, but it was I loved that game so much. And like Naruto, I would get like games like that and I would play them a lot. So yeah, I know I'm not much of a gamer, so yeah. I heard Skyrim's really good. My brother used to play that a lot too. But I never really played it, so I'm not sure. And then 24, K Hazel Blossom. So what's your favorite thing about Christmas if you celebrate, or your favorite Christmas food? I hope you're doing well. Thank you. Like Christmas, I don't like, again, I don't celebrate it, so I don't think I have a Christmas, like a favorite Christmas food. Yeah, I don't know. Like I know during the holiday seasons there's like more like apple pie in my area, so I really like apple pie. I don't think that's like a Christmas thing, but it's just a holiday, like holiday season kind of thing when Thanksgiving arrives. So yeah, I love apple pie. Oh my gosh, like warm apple pie with vanilla is so good. With vanilla ice cream, I mean, it's so good. Ugh, I love it. But I don't have a favorite Christmas food, but I'd love to know if anybody does, like what constitutes as like Christmas food. Please, like I would love to know. But yeah, thank you for the question. And then the one boss 23 asks, what's your favorite zodiac sign? I don't have one, honestly. I'm not too into zodiac signs. Like I think it's interesting reading about them, but I don't know. I'm like this weird Gemini Taurus cusp, so I don't even know if I'm a Gemini or Taurus. Like people are just say either or the cusp thing, so I really don't know. And yeah, I don't have a favorite one. If I'd have to, I'd pick that, like either Taurus or Gemini, just because that would be me, right? And then what's your favorite season? So my favorite season and like weather is when it's fall, when it's autumn, and it's like this for 2 weeks where the like leaves start to change color. And not only do they start to change color, but it's like the perfect crisp weather. It's like sunny out, but there's like a wind blowing, and that is like my favorite weather. Love that weather. And it's only there for like 2 to maybe 3 weeks, but I think like no more than that here, and it's just the best. Love that time of the year. Yeah, and then I don't think I don't know, like see the springtime for me, it gets too much pollen and my allergies kind of go crazy. And then summer it gets really hot at times, and then winter sometimes it's too cold. So that like perfect fall time is like the best for me. So yeah, I would say that it would be that time of the year. And Ash Levery asks a few questions. Which kind of content do you prefer? NSFW or relaxation slash role play, and why? I think it all depends on my mood. I guess if I'm feeling more like turned on or like a little bit on the edge, like I like to do NSFW. And then relaxation role play is just like when I'm feeling sometimes calm. But it all just depends on maybe what's on my list also to make. So I like both. I can't really pick one or the other. And two, about relationship, which way do you prefer more, physically or spiritually? And why? Or do you think both sides are equally important? I think both the emotional side, which I would say is a spiritual side, as well as the physical side, are both really important within a relationship. Not only is physical just how you're with one another, but the attraction there also comes from them. But I think the emotionally being able to connect with one another is something that is very important. Even if you don't see or agree with the same things, it's still important just to have that emotional connection. So both, again, are very important in my opinion. And how do you picture your future? Holding the hand of your love and surrounding by your grandchildren or something else? Or you really haven't thought about it? That's a really interesting question, because I would say I have not thought about it. I'm not in a relationship right now, so I can't even imagine myself having children. I mean, sure, maybe 10 years from now or 8 years from now I'd want children, but it's like, it's just something I never think about. It's kind of scary to think about that, just because I don't see myself being in that position anytime soon. So thinking about grandchildren and that long in the future is just, wow, like, it's kind of scary to think. But I guess it would be nice, right? But at the same time, I don't know if that's the way it'll end up. But yeah, I can't say I have really thought about that far ahead in my future. For, have you thought about going pro on content creating? Will you, and why? I don't think I will go pro on content creating, honestly, just because I just don't see myself going that far. And also, staying anonymous is, I think, pretty hard. I mean, to go pro that way. But yeah, I don't know. I just like what I'm doing right now. So, and then Arby Darby's asks, do you have a relationship that inspires you to make your audios? No, I really don't. I don't have a relationship or anything that inspires me. It just comes from seeing other relationships go, and then just my imagination as well. And also, are any of the audios meant for a specific kind of person? No, not really. Nah, they're not for anybody. They're just kind of for the people who are either subscribed to me or want to listen to them. Yep, just out for the public, I guess. So, next question. Treyaki Jude, or it's either TR3YakaJud3. Sorry. Don't know how to pronounce that, but what was your most embarrassing moment while recording? Like, my birds aren't embarrassing, the birds in my house, but they're like really annoying. So they come a lot of times in the background, and then I'll have to just, with my other mic especially, they're so loud that it sounds like that they're right next to me. But I mean, that's not really embarrassing, that's just something I've gotten used to. But maybe I've probably like burped or like said something if I'm doing a script or something like that, and the lines just have like, I was supposed to say one thing and I say something else, or with improvising or something like that. I think that's also happened. So I think maybe something like that. Maybe I'll do a bloopers thing. I usually just delete it and then I'll go ahead. So I don't really remember much embarrassing things happening to me while recording. But if anybody's interested, I can do like a bloopers type of situation, maybe, if people would be interested in that. And then, oh, so actually we got through this pretty quick, surprisingly, because now I just have some anonymous questions from Tumblr, so yay. The first question from Tumblr is, do you get uncomfortable doing girlfriend recordings anytime at all? I don't think I get uncomfortable, but back when I first started, like when I was editing and I had to listen to my voice, it would be a little bit cringy, and I would it'd just be hard to like go through them and edit at times. I don't know why. I think everybody has that feeling when they're like listening to their voice and they're like, oh, I don't know, I just don't like it. I think I've just gotten used to it, so it doesn't bother me as much anymore. But I don't really get uncomfortable. I can say that. And then another question I got is, how old are you? I will not give an exact age, but I'll say that I'm in between the ages of 20 to 24. Yep. So the next question asks, why did you start this for people? Basically, ASMR and audios helped me through a really tough time, and when I felt like alone and unwanted, and it's a really sucky feeling. I had really bad anxiety. I still do, and ASMR and audios helped me a lot with that. So I would say in a way it was just to give back to the community and just be able to maybe, like, I just wanted to be able to see, like, somebody somewhere would enjoy my audios and they would just find them and maybe it would help them. But I know that it's not for everybody, for sure. Like, girlfriend role plays and, like, even NSFW content is not really for everybody, and I don't expect it to help everybody. But even if it's a few people, just knowing that, you know, in a way I'm giving back is a really, really nice way, and that's exactly why I started. So yeah, that would be the answer to that. And then the next question asks, is there a reason why you made your username Sarah Serenity in Sleep? Not really. Like, I just like the sleep aspect because it kind of went with ASMR, and then the serenity is just a calm term, and then it just all flowed well, so I used alliteration. But yeah, I just, that's how I thought of it, I think. Quitting to listen to music for a lifetime versus quitting anime for a lifetime. Oh, so this person wanted me to choose, I think, with either or. I would say quitting anime for a lifetime, because I do like anime, but at the same time, I can't, like, music is just what helps me a lot, so I would have to say, yeah, quitting anime if I had to pick either or. And then the next person asks, hey Sarah, how does it feel having 20,000 plus subscribers on YouTube? Oh my gosh, it's crazy. I mean, to me, I just never thought I would get that far, let alone have 1,000 and then have 10,000. That was, like, insane to me too. So it's really cool that it's still growing, even though, like, I may not upload consecutively. It's just nice to know that there are that many people that do enjoy my audios. It might not be a lot to some people, but in comparison to tons of other YouTubers, but to me, that's still really great. And I couldn't imagine myself when I started that at all, that I would, like, get that many subscribers. So it's pretty cool. And then someone asks, what's your race? I'm Asian American, born in Asia, but I was raised here in America. But Asia is a really big place, mind you, so I'm just gonna leave it at that. Like, yep. And what song are you really into right now? I'm into a few songs, not just one song. I have a playlist on YouTube, so I'll update that and I guess link that with this too, if anybody's interested. But I've noticed, like, I've been going back and listening to, like, Billie Eilish's I Don't Want to Be You Anymore. I know that's a pretty old song, and I've been listening to it for a while now, but it just really resonates with me because it kind of mirrors how I feel right now and just in general. So I don't know, it's just something that I've been listening to more, a lot. But I have been listening to a lot more songs, and it also depends on if I'm working out, what I'm listening to. So I think that playlist will have a mix of just everything, so you guys can look at it and listen to it if you would like. When I you can check it out on my YouTube channel, but I'll definitely link it here too. Are you Canadian? You sound Canadian. No, I'm not Canadian, and I've never been to Canada either, but I would love to visit. But I am not Canadian. Then someone asks, are you watching any series or anime? So, anime-wise, I'm still watching One Punch Man. and it's a really good anime. I like it. It's really funny. So every once in a while I'll watch it. And then series wise, I just finally started Stranger Things season 3. I know I'm so late, but I was doing a lot of things. I wasn't in the country, so yeah. And then also I've been watching Sacred Games. Sacred Games is so underrated, and I need to find someone who watches that because my cousin got me into it, but like he's so far, so we barely get to talk about it. But I started season 2 and ugh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. It's so good. And also I'm watching like the last season of Jane the Virgin, which funny like enough. It's just like feel good kind of show that I watch. It's nothing too great. I feel like it passed its really, really good times, but it's just a cute show, so that's why I've been watching just to see how it ends. But those are a few series I've been into recently. But I do watch a lot of Netflix, so there's a lot of other shows that I do enjoy. And then 41 asks, Scooby-Doo or SpongeBob SquarePants? I don't know. I would say I watched a lot of Scooby-Doo growing up. I didn't watch that much SpongeBob, surprisingly. I mean, I did watch it, but at the same time, I didn't. But I would either pick like I never really liked old Scooby-Doo just because like it was a little bit too retro for me, the original Scooby-Doo. So I would say if it was comparing that and the old episodes of SpongeBob, I would pick SpongeBob. But Scooby-Doo, I think, was more in my like childhood life with like What's New Scooby-Doo and their other series they had. So, yeah, I guess if I'm like looking at the nostalgia aspect, though SpongeBob is still nostalgic regardless, but I would say maybe like Scooby-Doo, but then I think that older episodes of SpongeBob just hit it well. You know, it's just they just go back. So, yeah, that would be my answer to that. And then, hey Sarah, are you Indian American? Like I said, I am Asian American, so it just depends. I could be, or I couldn't be. And then, someone asked, what do you use to make the sucking noises in your NSFW audio? So before I would use an old hair curler that stopped working, just because it had like a follicle shape to it, so it used to work well to like make noises and stuff. So that's what I would use to suck on it. More recently, like I think like a vibrator helps too, so that's what I use. But for a long time I was using that curler and it actually worked pretty well, so I did like the sounds it made. And then the last question. Oh my gosh, I'm surprised. Okay, I did this in one take. I'm so excited. They ask, are we ever gonna find out what you look like? I will never put, I think, a full picture of myself, or like a full video online, so probably not. I'd rather stay anonymous in that way. Just because I would really like that privacy with making certain audios. But yeah, I would. Yeah, we did it. Like, I went through all of these questions, and thank you all so much. Thank you all so much for all the questions. I did enjoy doing this, and again, thanks for the support and for all those who hung in there, you know. Thank you for that as well. And I really hope to, you know, start recording soon enough once my other stuff gets here and I can start creating audios again and slowly come back. And I hope that you all have a great day or night wherever you're at, and I hope to talk to you all soon. Bye.